AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Gas prices appear to have retreated a bit. GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan.
For the first time in 9 weeks, the national average price of gasoline has fallen, decreasing a little over 4 cents a gallon in the last week. More importantly, we're back under the $5 gallon average that we briefly saw. The national average this morning, $4.97 a gallon.
President Biden says he's considering a holiday on the federal gasoline tax.
I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
That could save U.S. consumers more than 18 cents a gallon. With the Fed hiking interest rates in an effort to tame inflation, economists have been talking about the possibility of a recession.
There it is, that R word again.
I don't think a recession is at all inevitable.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on the delicate dance being done by Fed Chair Jerome Powell as interest rates go up.
His goal is to bring inflation down while maintaining a strong labor market. That's going to take skill and luck, but I believe it's possible.
Yellen spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. I'm Shelley Adler.
Despite a heavy influx of weapons from the West, Ukrainian forces are being outgunned in the battle for the eastern Donbas region. Fighting is largely being carried out by way of artillery exchanges, with the Russians able to keep up heavy, continuous fire for hours at a time. A Nebraska man has pleaded guilty in federal court to making death threats against Colorado's top elections official. Travis Ford faces up to 2 years in prison when he's sentenced in October. And in Florida, the Orange County Sheriff's Office confirms two of its deputies have been suspended 2 weeks without pay for leaking news about actor and comedian Bob Saget's death before his family was alerted. This is AP News. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports the jury in a civil trial over sexual abuse allegations against Bill Cosby is starting over after agreeing on all but one issue.
Because a juror was dismissed for personal reasons and the completed verdicts could not be read without incurring overtime for deputies, the panel now must start from scratch, an alternate juror joining the panel this time around.
And apologies, but without pictures, we really can't do this last story full justice. But scientists say the world's largest recorded freshwater fish has been caught in the Mekong River in Cambodia. It's a giant stingray measuring 13 feet from snout to tail and weighing about 660 pounds. Photos show more than a dozen people in the river holding a tarp under it. The fishermen who caught it alerted scientists with the Wonders of the Mekong, a joint Cambodian-U.S. research project. The stingray has been released back into the river with a tagging device to track its movements. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.